We often talk of peace in the context of war, but this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. Peace, a universal religion. Peace is a product of a positive mental attitude, while violence is the result of negative thinking. Peace is the natural state of society. Violence is an unnatural state. Peace is as much in accordance with nature's plan as violence is against it. When peaceful conditions prevail in a society, all activities take place in their proper form. But if the atmosphere of peace is disturbed, the normal functioning of society is disrupted. This law applies to man as well as to the entire universe. According to the scheme of nature, peace is the only secret of smooth functioning in human society, as well as in the rest of the universe. Peace, therefore, is such a basic requirement of man that it is crucial to maintain it in all situations. Without peace, there can be neither development nor progress. No excuse whatsoever justifies the use of violence in individual or national life. Regardless of how unfavorable circumstances might be, an environment of peace is indispensable. We must maintain peace unilaterally, for nothing that we desire can be achieved without it. We need peace, as all positive activities can take place only in an atmosphere of peace. When peace prevails, constructive activities flourish and existing resources can be used for development or other creative activities. A positive bent of mind will prevail, which will help develop academic and intellectual advancement. If we fail to establish peace, then we must face destruction in every field of life. The option for us is not between peace and no peace, but between peace and annihilation. Without peace, there is no hope for the survival of humankind. What disturbs the peaceful plan of nature is mainly traceable to the fact that people have become excessively materialistic. It is this thinking that leads to the exploitation of nature. If people opted for a path of moderation, they would soon discover that, if earlier they were comfortable physically, now they are comfortable spiritually. And without doubt, spiritual comfort is far better than material comfort. Without peace, there can be neither development nor progress. No excuse whatsoever justifies the use of violence in individual or national life. The perpetrator of violence invariably suffers from remorse, while the peacemaker derives great satisfaction from his efforts. If one were to think of the end result, one would never indulge in violence. One should bear in mind that peace is in consonance with humanity, whereas violence means a descent to the animal level. Peaceful minds make for a peaceful world. A peaceful society is a result of peaceful persons. Therefore, peace can be established only when every single unit of society is ready to live in peace. Only those persons can live in peace who are ready to remain patient regardless of the circumstances. The fact is that everyone is born with different tendencies, and everyone is free to follow their preferences. That is the law of nature, due to which it is impossible to establish uniformity in society. In such a situation, the question arises as to how peace is to be established in society. The only answer is the magic word, sabr, patience. Sabr is the key to having a peaceful society. A peaceful society requires tolerance, positive thinking, the ability to retain one's emotional equilibrium, even when provoked, and avoidance of friction. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. In a peaceful environment, all good things are possible, whereas in the absence of peace, we cannot achieve anything of a positive nature, either as individuals, or as a community, or even at a national or international level.